Monday, March the 23rd, 2020. It is episode 16 of the Power of Others podcast. The website is growgreat.com. Greetings. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host. I appreciate you clicking play. What can you say? I think many of us are just without words. Last week, I made a decision to try to play a very minuscule part in trying to help, especially small business owners, by opening up the Peer Advantage by Bula Network. The Peer Advantage has been something I've been working on for the last number of months, a charter group of small to medium-sized business owners who get together as a peer advantage group to help one another. And I made a decision to just open this up, even globally, to English-speaking small to medium-sized business owners without any financial cost at all to members. Those major changes were obviously due to the current pandemic. I found myself lamenting that I just wanted to be of value to even a small group of people. So let's talk a little bit today about leveraging the power of others, especially during a difficult time, during a time like this. This is unprecedented. You know, something almost magical happens when people help each other. And we are seeing this worldwide right now. We are seeing communities and towns and cities, entire countries coming together, some in ways like never before, prompted by this overarching need that has dwarfed every other concern. The problem is this overarching pandemic has also created very deep concerns in other areas. Just last night, the county judge in Dallas County, here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, put forth an edict beginning tonight, just 1 minute before midnight at 11:59 p.m., stay at home, be safe in the place where you are kind of a mandate came down the pike. And non-essential businesses, you by law, you have to shut down. I've talked to countless business owners and leaders, and sadly, people are being laid off. And, you know, this one thing, it has snowballed to create many other concerns, especially for business owners and especially for small business owners. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of anxiety, all prompted by the vastness of the uncertainty. Now, I know that you are afraid. And quite frankly, if you aren't afraid, then I would question your sanity, because we are all afraid, because there's just so much that we don't know. And it's very empty, and it's very easy for people to say, we're going to get through this, we're going to be stronger than ever, we're going to be better than ever. And while I'm an optimist, and I largely believe that, I also am a realist and understand there is going to be collateral damage. There's going to be significant collateral damage. It is not lost on me as a business person over the last 40 plus years that we're going to lose some businesses. There are going to be some businesses that are not going to survive this. We've got a lot of questions. How long is this going to last? Am I going to be able to hang on until things return closer to normal? The conversations that I have had with business leaders and business owners about cash flow issues probably trumps it all. People are very concerned about their workers. They're concerned, how can I possibly hang on to the talent that I've got in a time like this, because I can't afford to continue to pay all these people when I don't have revenue coming in. What do I need to do? What do I need to do today to protect myself, my business, my employees? And I'm not talking about protection from this virus. I'm talking about protection from the economic fallout. These and other questions are being asked every second of every minute of every day. decades ago, I realized that business building could be summed up in three activities. And these three activities were activities that eventually I dubbed the trifecta of business building. And I've always put them in this order: getting new customers, serving existing customers better, not going crazy in the process. Now, let me peel back the onion and tell you why that was my initial order of importance, because I understood as a young man, and I still understand, I understand better even now as an older man, getting new customers is job one. If you can't get customers, you're not going to be in business, pure and simple. So that just seemed front and center. Serving existing customers. Well, once we get the customer, now we really need to dazzle the customer. We don't want to go to all that trouble to get a customer only to lose them. And the way that we can lose a customer is, we have lackluster service. The experience for them is lackluster. We don't want to do that. So it seemed appropriate to me that serving existing customers better was certainly job number two. Well, what else is left? There really isn't anything else left. Get new customers, serve existing customers better. But yeah, I realize there is something else. There are all those frustrations, and these don't just apply to business owners. These don't just apply to CEOs. These apply to everyday workers. Not going crazy in the process. Managing our mental health, managing our emotions, managing our stress and our strain and our frustration. I know that you are worried about the first two. I know that you're worried about getting new customers. I know you're worried about serving existing customers better. And I know that that largely now is beyond your control. I mean, here in Dallas-Fort Worth, grocery stores and restaurants and, you know, those businesses that are viewed as vital to the necessity and people have permission to go and take care of their household, you know, you can go to the grocery store, but pretty much all other activity is off the board. And so there are very limited businesses that are even open for business. And so business owners, especially small business owners, are incredibly concerned about those first two because they're beyond their control right now. And those are the two that really impact cash flow. Right? I mean, we've got to have customers in order to have cash flow. So it's a big, big, big revenue problem. Well, with the crisis, I've been, like you, I've been preoccupied, been thinking a lot about this. And about a week ago, give or take, I turned that model, that trifecta of business building, up on its head. And I moved that third item, that not going crazy in the process, I moved that up to the top. I just viewed that as job one. And let me tell you why. Your mental health is the most important thing right now. Yeah. I want you to stay safe and the COVID-19 virus. And listen, I'm not superseding that. We're talking in the context of you and your business and the concerns that you have as a business owner and a leader. Keeping your wits sharp and your emotions properly managed, under control, so that you can make the very best decisions possible, that's what's going to impact the other two eventually. So I'm going to urge you, I'm going to plead with you, I'm going to beg you to avoid not going crazy in the process of caring for your business. And that's what prompted me late last week to make this decision. I want to help. And I'm going to do two things. And the biggest of these is going to be completely free. I'm addressing small business owners because you are the majority of people that I'm really concerned about from a business perspective, from an economic perspective. And also because you are a priority for me because, well, you're my people. This is not based on a dollar amount. This is not based on an employee headcount. That is my definition of a small business owner. I know guys that are running, in my head, they they're small businesses. Now, they may be doing a few $100 million a year in revenue, but as owners, they're operators. They are very close to the work. They are even closer to the employees. They are close to the customers. That flatness of an organization is really more for me. So I'm not talking about how the government or how the SBA, how they define small business based on a headcount or based on a revenue number. I view it as an owner and an operator. Small business owners, close to the work, close to the employees, close to customers. So I'm putting in the work to serve that community in a small peer advisory group of no more than 8 people, with me personally serving to facilitate each group. I have been in the throes of putting together, before all of this hit, the very first Peer Advantage group. You can find all the details at thepeeradvantage.com. And I'm going to invite you, if you are a small to medium-sized business owner, I'm going to invite you, I don't care where you are in the world, if you speak English, because it's the only language I speak, I want you to click an apply now button. If you go to thepeeradvantage.com, just click the apply button. There's a short Google form. Once you complete that form, I'm going to call you on the phone. We're going to visit about this opportunity, and we're going to decide how we're going to move forward together. And I plan to start meetings as quickly as possible, because I feel very strongly that this not going crazy in the process is a really big deal. And so I'm going to urge you to go and apply right now. There's no strings, there's no fine print. In fact, let me recap the important details. If you go over there to that page, my initial plan was we would meet for a couple of hours every other week. Given the present distress and how quickly things are changing, we're going to meet weekly instead of twice a month, as I had originally planned. Now, for now, I'm going to plan on these being an hour each week. But frankly, I'm going to leave that up to each group to decide. I'm just going to kind of cap it at 2 hours. Maybe we meet every week for 2 hours during this critical time. I don't know. I'm going to leave that up to you. There is no cost. I mean, there is no cost whatsoever during this crisis. There is zero investment. There is zero obligation for any future investment. This is completely free. The caveat is I'm looking for small to medium-sized business owners. So, you know, we can't serve everybody, but I'm trying to serve the people that are really kind of in my wheelhouse. Members are going to be required to make a commitment to the group. And the commitment is, it's not anything to brush off. It's not anything to minimize, but there's no dollars involved. But there is a commitment to the group to be present, to share your insights, to share your experience, to not bring a lot of judgment and not a lot of, well, you ought to do this and you ought to do that kind of a sentiment, but also to share your expertise and to help each other. And this is the big one. And you've got to be willing to be helped, because we are in this together. When the crisis is over, you're going to be able to decide to do whatever you want. Move forward, move on. I have zero expectation of members once this crisis is over. So my objective is, during this time of distress, to help as many small business owners get through this as successfully as possible. My goal is to help us keep our businesses afloat and to help us collectively and individually to figure this out. I believe our great advantage is one another. I really do. And I believed it long before, because, well, this podcast morphed from Bula Network to various other names, to Grow Great, to The Power of Others, for a reason, because that has really been kind of my migration toward what I believe is a big, big business lever, and that is the power of other people. The second thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to start providing some online virtual one-on-one coaching to any business owner, any leader, any entrepreneur, anybody that I may be able to serve. Now, I am going to require a nominal fee for this, partly because, well, I need to make a living to provide for my family just like you do, but I also want to make myself available to more people who otherwise would never be able to afford my services. This service is going to be available using a video conferencing platform. Every session will be 1 hour. Multiple sessions can be purchased individually. I don't care. There's no restriction on that. And I'm only charging a small percentage of what I would normally charge. And I'm hoping that this will just put my service within reach of more people. That's the only objective here. I've set the availability right now, and this is subject to change, but I've set the availability Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time, and on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's $50 an hour. $50. There's going to be a PayPal button over at the website on this particular episode, episode 16, season 2020. And after you submit payment by way of PayPal, you'll be directed to a page where you can select your time slot. And fully guaranteed. I'm not guaranteeing results, but listen, if people are unhappy, I'll give you your money back. This is not a revenue snag people's money kind of a play. I'm just trying to figure out ways that I can keep myself afloat and at the same time help more people keep themselves afloat. So let's talk briefly about this one-on-one coaching so that you can decide if this is even remotely in your wheelhouse. My coaching is not an hour of you listening to me spew forth advice. No, it's about spending a profitable hour together so I can help you figure it out. And you get to define what it is, figuring it out. We'll begin our hour with you telling me what you want to get done. And before we even have the call, I'm going to get you to fill out a little bit of information in a Google form so that we can kind of hit the ground running. We don't want to spend 20 minutes kind of getting up to speed with what's going on with you when we can do that by email. I'm going to want to know what you would like to do. This isn't about me deciding anything for you. This isn't about me telling you what you should do. Together, we can work hard to figure out how you can figure out what you should do to make whatever it is you want happen. And I'm not just going to take your money and then run. We're going to have some follow-up email. I'm going to want to know how you're doing to make certain that you're moving forward. All I'm going to ask in return, other than the $50, is be respectful of my time. No, I don't want to get involved in, 100 emails, but you're smart. I'm not worried about that. Before I leave you today, I want to give you something to try to help you this week. Unprecedented challenges are the hardest because of the uncertainty. We face every day in our businesses known problems. And some of these known problems are very, very difficult. A number of businesses, for instance, are incredibly worried they have leases. And whether you have a lease that is a few hundred dollars or you have a lease that is tens of thousands of dollars every month, this is a big deal. This is a very big deal. For many, many small businesses, other than payroll, their lease is their second biggest line item. And those leases, those are known problems. Known problems are difficult. But now we are in uncharted water because, well, there are unknown waters, and these are especially problematic. And these drive our fear up. And as a result, it also drives down our confidence. and it drives down our optimism. I know this, and you do too. Stress does not make us better. Now, there are many people, I would put myself in this category, who kind of thrive on stress more than others, but I've lived long enough on the planet to know that's tricky ground. That's really tricky ground, because stress is an absolute killer. And stress rarely makes us more effective. Now, there is something to being able to shine when the heat's on. And some of us have that ability and others don't, because leaders react very differently under the strain. Some are more prone to outbursts. Patience with employees can run thin. Anger, frustration, even rage can overwhelm some leaders in times like these. And these are completely understandable. Okay, yeah, unacceptable, but understandable. They don't move us forward. I mean, it's important that we maintain a thoughtful, professional demeanor as we remember that people are looking to us to show them the way forward. Now, you and your staff, y'all all may be separated. Y'all may be sequestered in your own homes, and maybe you're not part of, you know, the critical infrastructure, and maybe where you live, business, you're open and you're just trying to do business. Maybe you're in a place where, like where I'm at in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and there are, you know, business isn't open unless you're a critical, essential business. So it doesn't matter. Whatever your circumstance is, know this, people are still, they're still watching, and they're still looking to you as the leader to show them the way forward, even though you may be completely uncertain about how. Now more than ever, we have to concentrate on showing calm confidence that even if we lack the answers today, we're going to continue to search until we figure it out. Today and every day forward, I'm going to encourage you to remember your responsibility to your organization. I get the financial strain. I absolutely get it. And you're feeling that, and you feel that responsibility. But I'm asking you to put yourself in the category of some of the biggest assets that exist in your company, you, yourself. And it means that your behavior and your demeanor and the way that you handle this is going to affect everybody. It's been said, and I think it's completely true, great leaders see the future first. And what that means for you is you need to see a future beyond this present crisis. And I get that it can be hard, but you've got to work at it. You have got to work to see a way through this abyss and this present crisis to see a future that is optimistic. So be optimistic. Focus your work. Focus the work of your entire organization on what you can do, on what you are doing. Don't get sidetracked with things that are beyond your control. Stay in touch with your people. Your leadership is being tested. There's just no question about it. And it's probably being tested like never before. Now's your time to shine. Greatness always emerges during the toughest times. So this is a time for you to seize the moments to prove, well, to prove yourself to yourself, but also to prove to everybody associated with your organization that you are doing everything in your power, everything in your power to move forward, full well knowing that there's so many things that are beyond our control and so many things that are out of our power. Yes, you should put on a brave yet human face with your employees, but you must, and I'm going to reiterate this, you must, and put must in all capital letters, you must find somebody with whom you can be completely candid without any fear of judgment, without any fear of consequence. That's a large component of both of the things that I've talked about that I'm trying to do to play a small itty-bitty role in all this. That is a large component of the peer advantage. It is a huge component of my personal coaching. You need safety. You absolutely need safety. I'm a safe person. I'm somebody to whom you owe nothing. I'm somebody with whom there are no strings. I'm a person with only one aim and only one objective, and that is to help you move forward, to help you accomplish what you most desire in your business without judgment, without fear of betrayal, without consequence. I work very, very hard to be safe for my clients, and that existed long, long before COVID-19 was even in our vocabulary. It's urgent. It's urgent for your emotional and mental health that you have somebody who can serve you as a sounding board as you investigate various avenues, various solutions. You need somebody able and willing to ask you tough questions, because asking tough questions in a caring way helps you gain clarity. And again, this is a major component of how I coach, asking you questions that can serve you and, quite frankly, questioning answers that you may have already concluded, but who's to say that they're correct, and who's to say that there's not some other possible solution or answer? I don't know. I just know that you need somebody with whom you can safely vet all this stuff. In short, you need somebody. You need somebody to help you get through this. Now, I'm not talking about wives and spouses and husbands and really close friends and girlfriends and boyfriends. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you need somebody to help you through this who gets it. Somebody who gets you, somebody who gets the position that you're in. Through the years, one of the biggest concerns that has come up in private coaching with me, with leaders, and it doesn't matter if they're men or women, it's been those relationships at home. And how the person at home who this leader passionately loves, there are just so many things that weigh on them in the workplace that they can take home, but it's difficult. And in many cases, we feel burdened because we take it home and we put it on someone who doesn't, they can't fully understand the context because it's not their life. They don't understand the life that we live to the nitty gritty that we really need the help. And quite frankly, it probably wouldn't be all that great for a marriage, says the guy who's been married 42 years. Probably wouldn't be that great for the marriage if my wife understood all the nuances of business and all the things that I've just grown up knowing, right? I mean, these are fairly foreign things to her, and that's fine. It's perfectly fine. But I've got to have other people who get it so that I can have the conversation and we can kind of cut to the chase and we can help each other. And that's what you need. You need somebody to help you through this, somebody with whom you can be completely safe to say whatever you would like, whatever you need to say. Nothing will stiffen your resolve more than having a person like that. Nothing that I've ever come across. And that's why I'm offering these solutions. It's why I'm offering this low-cost one-on-one coaching solution as hopefully one answer to this problem. I want to provide this level of service to as many people as possible, and I'm going to continue to offer this service for the foreseeable future, you know, as we endure this crisis together. Whether you choose me or not, that really isn't important. What is important is you need to find somebody with whom you feel safe. Remember, we need to flip my trifecta of business building on its head, and we need to put up at the forefront our emotional and our mental health. We need to make that a top priority right now more than ever. And from that, we need to let these other issues be addressed. So if you have any interest in either one or both of these, and by the way, part of the Peer Advantage, completely free of charge, is every month I'll be doing a 1 hour coaching session with people that are members of the Peer Advantage. I'm going to continue to follow all of the offerings that are on that sales page at thepeeradvantage.com, except just take the money component out of it. And like I said, the only other difference is going to be what you read when you go over there as you'll see, meeting every other week, but I've already made some edits on that page. We need to go to weekly. We need to be in touch every week. Things are happening way too fast, and we've got time on our hands. And my concern is, as business owners and as leaders, too many of us, now we've got a lot of time to fret. And instead of fretting, we need to be busy preparing for when this ends. We need to be battening down whatever hatches we can to try to endure for as long as we can and try to figure out something to at least minimize the impact, the negative impact that this has on our businesses. I'm not going to make empty promises. I don't think anybody should. And I don't think we should have our head in the sand and think, well, you know, we'll be okay. You know, the government will come, the government will step up and help us. No, we can't count on any of that, folks. We've got to be able to take control of our own destiny as much as possible and try to help one another through this. Some aren't going to make it. There's just no question. But I would feel horrible knowing that if there are even a handful of people that I might could talk off the ledge and help them get their head wrapped around some more positive activity that could potentially save their business. I'm compelled to make these offers just quite frankly so I can live with myself, but that's me. And we're all different, but you need to find somebody. Please, please, please find somebody with whom you feel safe. Not going crazy in the process will lead to our ability at some point to getting new customers and serving those existing customers better. I believe this. Yes, it's going to cost some businesses their life. But I believe this with all my heart. The businesses that come through this can and largely will be stronger as a result of it. And it will come from the resolve that owners have built up in doing the heavy lifting to get through a really difficult time like this. And I'm speaking from experience. Listen, I started my career back in the days in the 70s with the oil embargo, and I've seen the SNL scandal. And, you know, most recently we of course saw the 2008 to 2010 kind of fiasco. But there've been a lot of economic cycles back before 2008 for my life. And so those of us that are, you know, kind of in our early 60s and later, you know, we've seen a thing or two. We've been through some things, but we've not been through anything like this. We've seen nothing at all like this. So I'm not going to pretend that I've got all the answers. We have, however, learned through some of those tough economic times. We've learned some things that work, and we've learned some things that absolutely don't work. And I think those of us that are still standing, one thing that I do think that we have as a result of going through all those is we probably do have somewhat of a steely resolve about it all. And that's been interesting to watch as I have exchanged ideas and thoughts with older business people, because we are realizing that some of you in your 20s, 30s, even 40s, the 2008, 2010, which was horrific, it's really your only frame of reference. And we felt so powerless in that, but I'm laboring on, and I apologize. I'm really, really glad that you click play. Be well, do good, grow great. I'm going to encourage you to go visit the website, find episode 16, season 2020. I am urging you as a small to medium-sized business owner, go and click the apply now button over at the website. Just check out the Peer Advantage. There's links to that over at the website, growgreat.com. If you want 1 hour of my time, and again, there'll be some preliminary work that we'll do before we even jump on a Skype call or whatever platform we use, $50 an hour, and there'll be a buy now button. It's PayPal, and we'll take it from there. Be well, and do good and grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. Thanks for listening.